I'm back with Jake, GTV.
What's going on, guys?
I think this is going to be a really important video.
Yeah, we're going to check out these disgusting little settlers.
I made you hold a mic. I'm fucked up in my studio. Like, oh, sorry, I only had one mic.
But it's okay.
It's going to be an important video. We're looking at the Israeli settlers. They roam through the West Bank. A lot of people don't know this. This is not where there's a mosque. Well, we'll let you show the video. Let's go ahead and play this video.
Let's check it out.
I think people need to see this.
I agree.
Yeah, they look like God's chosen people to you, or do they look like demons?
They look like Satan's little chosen people, if you ask me.
Imagine if those just came up to your house. They ran up harassing your girlfriend, your wife, your mother, your sister, and then they call you a terrorist if you want to resist. That is in Palestinian land, by the way.
Yep.
That is not Israel. They roam around harassing Palestinians, looking like little demons.
With protection from the Israeli government.
Yes.
And then journalists can't attack them back. Otherwise, they won't be protected.
Yes.
Like these chosen people, chosen victims.
I visited Israel years ago, and I tried going to the West Bank. They wouldn't let me go see it with my own eyes. That's when I started studying this. Anyways, let's bring up another video.
These guys are dark.
People see these guys.
They look like trailer trash.
So this next clip we're about to show is going super viral right now. This guy was on the cover of a magazine. I can't remember where. I'll look that up. And the Israeli, they're saying it's anti-Semitic, showing a picture of this guy because he's there harassing women. He has this disgusting ghoul look on his face.
Yeah, what a creature.
Yeah, watch for yourselves. What is this?
Chewbacca. This is our home.
This is sick. Look at these guys just harass me.
Who are these guys with the red bags?
I'm actually not sure if you're questioning. Filming
Earth. Yeah, imagine that in your home, these people with guns. You don't have guns. Chewbacca, as you called
it. Yeah, Chewbacca trying to take their indigenous land, saying that it was promised to them 3,000 years ago.
Is he always like filming and stuff? Mocking her.
Yeah, you could tell he thinks he can get away with whatever the fuck he wants to do.
Unfortunately, they can.
Yeah.
Like, because America saves them.
Protected class. They can spit on people, spit on anybody who's not them.
Including Christians.
Yeah. If I were there, I would beat the fuck out of him, but then I'd probably go to jail.
Yeah, but that makes me so furious watching that. Could you imagine these men living under that, seeing your women treated like this? It's absolutely disgusting.
We have
some more settler clips. I'm not sure what the next one is, so let's just see what we got to pull up.
Fully cucked by Israel, man.
Yep, we're being Israel's bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this guy in Palestine, harassing right in his face like a little demon, knowing that they have guns and they'll shoot him if he doesn't.
Yeah, he looks like he knows he can get away with this too. My government will protect me.
Yeah.
He headbutted him.
Such a scum. They must have knocked the camera down.
Yeah, fuck him up, bro. Jeez, look at these sick kids. With their little peyotes, their hair locks.
They come from like New Jersey, places like that. They go there. Their parents send them with guns. Just go do what you want.
They come from New Jersey?
Well, they come from all over.
But from America?
Lots of them come from America, yeah. Lots
Jeez.
Of these kids come from America to go there and take homes. Some are born in Israel, but some aren't born here. And their parents send them out like, oh, yeah, go do what you want. Kill animals. These are beneath you. You know, these are just goyim.
They look like they need a bath really bad.
And we're called... anti-Semitic for calling this out.
Yeah, so it's anti-Semitic to notice the trailer trash.
We don't want. Yeah, imagine seeing this dude if he wasn't one of Chosen. You look at me like, what is this trailer?
Yeah, what is this gun? Asshole?
So, all right, I guess we're about to pull up the next video. Let's. It's right.
The
bridge, by the way.
The bridge is anti-Semitic. So this thief steals a home. He's trying to get a fridge into a home that's not his. Oh, got him. Yeah. I hope it crushed his nuts.
Yeah, they literally go into people's homes. Like, oh, I'm going to take your fridge. Imagine you just came in your home and said, like, no, I'm just going to take your fridge. Take people's homes, too. But sometimes it'll be just someone who's not kicking out of the home. They're like, oh, I need a fridge.
Yeah, these people
I just
live there for hundreds of years. It's disgusting.
Just the entitlement and the fact that we support this and call the Palestinians the bad guy. Like, no, we're done with this shit. We can see who the bad guys are.
Yeah.
We're tired of being censored. We're tired of being cowards. We're calling this shit out.
They're obviously like European settlers too. Yeah. Like colonialism at its finest. These people are all allergic to olives and the sun.
Yes.
And this is their indigenous land. Get the fuck out of here.
No, we're sick of this shit.
Bunch of pussies, man.
They can't carry a fridge that they stole up the stairs. That was great. The fridge was
fridge was antiseptic as fuck.
Let's see what we got next. Look at this piece of shit, dude. Like, look at this.
Look at the dental work. You know, this is what happens when you fuck your cousins.
He definitely looks inbred. He probably is.
I mean, this is what happens actually. Like, they get, you know, fertility issues. They have dental issues, receding chins. Dude's disgusting looking.
What's up with the hair?
Well, that's their peyotes. So that's what makes him a traditional Jew. And he looks disgusting. He looks like he's ready to fucking eat some children. That's a children eating mouth right
there. That's like a monster. If you're a child, you see that? That's like a monster. That's the boogeyman. That's Dracula.
Yeah.
It's like, that is a demon.
Yeah.
You know, Israel's mad for this picture getting out on the cover of a magazine. Maybe you should be mad at not putting these demons. The government allows this. This is an IDF soldier. This guy's going through harassing women. Every government in the world says it's not allowed, including America, but yet we allow it.
Israel's sexiest man, 3-year running.
This is the sexiest man in Israel. They probably think it's hot. He probably has groupies.
Oh yeah.
You go and harass Palestinians.
Yeah. That's how he pulls.
Looks like he's married.
He has the chicks, and he's just like, yeah, I just fucked with these Palestinian kids. They're like, oh my God, that's so hot.
Yeah.
Throws this on his Tinder.
God, what is on his head too? Is that like a girl's thing?
I don't know if that's a yarmulke or or if that's that's one of the women's hair things.
I can't look at this anymore. Get this creature off the screen. I just can't do it. I don't have an accent. I can't look at this anymore.
Definitely a face only a mother could love.
I don't think a mother could love that face.
She's like, if I knew he was going to grow up to look like this, I would have aborted.
Well, that's who, look who's behind abortion.
Yeah,
you start being like, oh, interesting.
Ah, this is why they like abortion.
Every single time, as they say.
Yep.
Okay, what do we have next?
Jeez, are they beating a Palestinian?
Yeah, they go in the streets attacking people, and there's even more of them. Look, they're beating with weapons.
Wait, is that another rabbi?
This is what the rabbis do.
That shopping cart was promised to us 3,000 years ago.
Maybe they're going to circumcise them. You know how they do it with their mouths? This is in Palestine, not Israel, by the way. This is in Palestine. This is what these people, they go into Palestine and abuse people. They have guns with them. The Palestinians don't.
Yeah, throw them in jail, man. Like,
instead, they'll arrest the Palestinians, hang them, rape them.
Yeah.
This is sick. If you're supporting this, look at these sick.
The Palestinian was being antiseptic, so he deserves it, apparently.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what we have next. But it's just hard even watching much of these videos.
It really is.
Being so sick, these people. Just, watch a couple more.
To see them getting away with this just sickens me.
And they act like they're the victims.
We all need to see this shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of draining the swamp.
Oh, God. I don't know what this is, but it's already making me mad.
Jeez.
I think it's a woman they're chasing around beating in her home. They're showing up her home.
The only people they beat is women and children.
Yeah. There's packs of wild
Jews
that roam Palestine attacking you. And this is the side we're on.
Gosh,
are the terrorists.
We need somebody to just come and fuck them up. Double egg, straight, ground and pound.
That's anti-Semitic. No, they act like these guys are the victims. These are not the good guys. They run around attacking women. Imagine your home, these people showed up attacking you. Why do we call them? We should call them terrorists, not settlers.
The violent inbreds are the victims.
Yeah, let's watch a couple more videos. I'm getting sick of these people.
Dirty dogs.
People need to see. This is like, I can pull up hundreds of videos, but like,
this, by the way. This is just one of thousands.
You
ask
them to suck. You and you fucking Jesus could kiss my ass.
Yeah, of course they hate Jesus.
Nothing they hate.
Burning in feces, according to them.
Screw you, screw your mothers.
No camera. Yep, classic.
Oh, no camera. They don't want this on film. They don't want
they really will screw
they don't want Christian Zionists. Yeah. They don't want the Christian Zionists to see this.
Screw you, you Nazi.
Nuts.
Don't take camera. I break your camera. Don't take picture.
It's like an
inbred. I'll take picture. I am very ugly.
But I don't know picture. Monster. We don't want picture.
Of course they don't want picture.
What? You need to you can't come in here. This is not your house.
This is not your house.
We killed Jesus. We're proud.
Oh, buddy, we killed Jesus. They know it.
They know it. They want that against law in America to say they killed Jesus.
Yep.
But he said it. We can't say it. Yeah. That's anti-Semitic.
These are the Pharisees.
Wow.
Absolute Pharisees. We killed Jesus and we're proud of it.
Don't these look like actual demons? This is our land.
I think that's something a demon would say.
This is not your land. It belongs to these families.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Gonna kill you and the Palestinians.
Yeah, of course.
That's probably worse. Kill you and the
Palestinians. You Nazi. Of course. Every single time they use the trope of the Nazis.
This is my land.
God gave it.
God.
This is like a trope. It's like.
You can't make this shit up.
Oh my God.
Call everyone you want.
Wow.
My house. This is my land. God gave it to me.
Yo, buddy.
Oh God,
God gave me this house. Dude, it's not yours.
Can you imagine these people roaming your land having to deal with them?
I couldn't imagine it. I would go berserk on these people. Like,
I'm
sure they try going berserk and then they end up in prison.
Yeah. And then we know in prison, they love to rape people.
Yes. Yeah. They love the rape.
Men, women, children.
Yeah. They'll put them on a TV show after they rape you and then protest to do it again.
Look this up. They have the great rape riots in Israel in 2024. The first country to have right to rape prisoner rights.
And then the people who were raping ended up on celebrities as TV show hosts.
Yeah.
And the woman who exposed it ended up disappearing.
Yeah, disappearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, wild. It's a sick society, you know, and it's being funded and done by people in America.
Yep. We fund this. We give them their welfare state and they provide us with nothing. How great is that?
Yeah. They have free healthcare. We know we pay for these people. They get free money to go out and do this. So they're being paid. So America sends money and it supports this.
Yeah. How does it feel to go to your job and then this is half of your income goes to fund these people?
Yeah. All right. Let's see what else you got on here.
Inbred creatures.
We need a little feel good in here.
Hmm?
We need to add a little bit of humor in here.
Yeah. All right. They're going to stomp on the Palestinian flag.
Yeah, this is in Palestine, by the way. He's going to take down a Palestinian flag in
this
Palestine.
This is my flag.
That
sucks to suck.
Take that, terrorist.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was a flag. They probably set that bomb themselves.
To play the victim. Or maybe someone got fed up and got
They got him back.
They knew they would come and take it and be like,
sorry,
oh,
buddies.
Sorry, gotcha.
Get fucked.
How they're enraged in Palestine because they see a Palestinian flag and the Jewish terrorist gets blasted.
Is it wrong that I don't feel bad for him at all?
I felt great seeing that.
That was pretty nice.
I mean, these guys are terrorists. Like, why would we feel bad for terrorists?
They're literally Israel's power bottom, fucking the sand people. Like,
the sand people got one back on them.
Yeah.
God's chosen.
Yeah.
Win sand people there. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got next.
Finally, a win for the Palestinians.
That and the antiseptic fridge.
Yeah. I could watch this all day.
I don't think about beta.
Why not?
Because I think about, I'm a Jew.
The people.
I'm a settler.
The people.
I'm a human being.
Yes, you are. So are they.
They are not.
Yeah. I do not think about this.
You're thinking about tribalism, thinking of your own people to the exclusion. It would be understandable to think of your own people or your own children first, but to think about other people, other children, not at all.
Yeah.
That seems sociopathic.
Exactly. Yeah, they just don't care about other people.
Yeah.
Boy, there's a little more here. I don't know what this part is. Maybe.
But apart from killing Jesus, financial scam. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. These people don't see them as people. They see it as, this is our land. We're going to slaughter all of them. We're going to take their homes and we're going to do it because God told us to do it. And we're victims. And
yeah,
the Austrian painter was the worst person ever.
They've heavily propagandized. They've used their alleged suffering to spread the world. They've infiltrated Christian Zionists. They've paid and blackmailed our politicians. Yeah. They've run the media to make us think these are the good guys. You can look with your own eyes. You know, look up settlers. Look this up. Put in settlers or Jewish settlers, Israeli settlers. You can find thousands of videos just like this. These aren't like rarities. This is a norm of what these people are living through. And,
This is how they raise their children too. They teach their children that these people will be all dead and this is going to be our land. And we earned it because God told us this 3,000 years ago, even though we're from the Khazarian Empire.
Exactly. And if you are Jewish, speak up against this sick, disgusting behavior.
Yeah. Like if you're Jewish, who cares?
Yeah.
You got to be against people dying innocently for no reason and taking land. Like, get with the program. These people are in the wrong.
It's very clear who the bad guys are. So I guess that's people can find you, Jake GTV.
Yes, sir. Jake GTV. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all that.
Go.
Cool. I'm excited to announce the Fight Back podcast has partnered with Inobi Peptides. Peptides are the future of medicine. They get all their peptides here in America from Real Compounding Pharmacy, not that Chinese stuff or Indian stuff. Be sure to use promo code FIGHTBACK.
As many of you know, I have many controversial guests, so that comes at a cost of being demonetized everywhere. So if you want to support the program, go to fightbackpodcast.com, and I have all kinds of merch on there, whether it's jujitsu, fighting, political, and other accessories. And thanks for the support.